Okay, it's on page Kuf Chaf Dalet. Page Kuf Chaf Dalet. We're up to Halacha Samach Beis. Simin Pei Halacha Samach Beis. The laws of Ksiva. Okay, so let's just first go to the basics, then we'll do Shomer some Halacha. Also, Lichtav Olasos Ezit Tzir Afilu Be'etzba'o. One may not write on Shabbos any type of image, anything whatsoever. Afilu be'etzbo, even when using your finger, you're not using an instrument, you're not using a pen, there is no ink, you're just on the window. It's a cold or hot day, and there is some type of fog on the window when you want to write, and it's not going to last, the point is it's not going to last more than a couple of minutes, a couple of hours. Okay, these are the invisible pens, these are the pens that the doctors who have Shem Shabbos, the resident, people who are off to work on Shabbos, some in the area to show they use this. The ink is not going to last for 24 hours. Nevertheless, it's still also lechatchila midrabanan. You're not allowed to write even with an ink, or even in a method where it's not going to last forever. Or let's say there is some moisture on the table, you want to go write. I feel that spell al amash in amash kin shal shulchan o al ha hevel shal halon. Okay, the steam on the window. Halon is zechuchis v'chein b'chol davar avpi shein miskaim. Anything which is not miskaim, to even to like that you write on dust. Okay, on a car or on a window, it's dusty. You want to go write something? It's aser. The afil. What?
Yes.
They won't for more than for a month. Okay.
But it's not double
shakayama. It's right. No, Rabbanan. This is asa mid Rabbanan. It's not asa mid. We'll discuss this. That's why b'shas atchak these things b'di'evra mutar. Like let's say a doctor, if they allow him, it's very common. Very common. Eretz Yisrael or even in America, there are certain things they let you use invisible ink, not invisible ink, but ink which only lasts less than 24 hours. This very ink, and then you have to come back when Shabbat's over and rewrite all the notes. That whole technique doesn't really exist very much because today in all the hospitals everything has gone electronic. Okay, even in Maimonides I think everything is now going electronic. What? Tablet. But in some of the better hospitals already for more than 10, 15 years, everything is electronic. Yeah. Voice? It's the same thing. It's not their eyes. It's midrabanan. What do you mean? You mean you talk?
No, tablet.
Yeah, you talk and it writes. Voice recognition. So it's the same thing, it's not awesome, it's certainly not awesome midaraisa. The worst, it's only awesome midraban. Even that it's very weak. Look, today we walk we discussed this. It used to be when you walk in the street, it was a novelty if there was a surveillance camera. Go back 20 years ago. It was a novelty. Only the most expensive, only the most expensive apartment buildings or businesses had the security cameras. Today we can't go over here. Right? Right now we're over here. Everywhere. The cost has gone down to almost very, very cheap. And the government is giving away money like water to any institution. The reason why they're giving away money is because what it costs for them to respond to a crime is infinitely more than to prevent a crime. If Ramon would Sunday would be some type of incident, do you know how much money they would have to pay? Millions of dollars to respond overtime and police and this. So you go give a shul, you give them $20,000. It's a gold mine. You put in security cameras, so it's going to prevent. So it prevents a crime that saves the government $1 million. It's a no-brainer. They're giving away money. In Tarva Das, they put in their 30 ultra high tech cameras with the doors and like you can't even. It's like four knocks there. You can't walk Dalet Amos without swiping a card. Tarva Das and Chaim Berlin. Oh, do they have cameras? You can't. Wherever you look, there are cameras. The government just gives away money for free to put in these
homeland security.
What? Is enrollment down?
Everybody goes more unsafe than ever.
One thing I know is down. Vandalism is down. Vandalism is way down. Way down. The person in charge, they told me that every year before the fire department comes to inspect They come to inspect the building. They inspect the building. Everything is in order. So before they come to inspect, they have a contract with the company. Someone comes the week before to fill up all the fire extinguishers and to fix the smoke alarms and to fix all the violations. So they're doing this for many, many years, of course. So the guy came this year, or before the last inspection, there wasn't one thing to fix. There wasn't one fire extinguisher that was tampered with. Why? Not because they've raised their standards. It's because the kids can't get away with it anymore. Every single thing is filmed. And anytime there is a small incident, right away, they take you to the office. That's right.
Do you think they're monitoring it?
It doesn't have to. It's recorded. That's the whole chokhmah. The whole chokhmah is if you come into the room and you see a desk is broken, who broke the desk? So you go back. You look. It's recorded. No one has to sit and monitor. Everything is recorded, and the way it's recorded is ultra high tech. How you can even search for an incident. There's live artificial intelligence. It can even warn you b'shas ma'is a crime is taking place. It's extremely sophisticated. Okay, but the point over here is that kasiva. What?
It's football play. They got
I heard the radio. I didn't pay. I didn't mean
his girlfriend. On the elevator.
No,
and
he beat up his girlfriend.
Yeah. All right.
Then she became his wife.
Then she became. After he beat her up.
You're not. Okay, so the big question. Here is the big question. The big question is this kasiva? Okay, Mr. Bloom is asking the question, is this ksiva? So years ago when it was a novelty, there were many poskim that said, yeah, you should be machmir. Ad kadei kach, it was very well known that there was a machlokes among the gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, if you can go to the Kosel on Shabbos. There were many gedolim that poskim seriously, halacha l'maaseh, you're not allowed to go to the Kosel on Shabbos, because you go to the Kosel, this is already 20 years ago. 20 years ago, they put in security cameras in the Kosel, and you go to the Kosel, you're being watched. So when you're being watched, it's recorded, that's ksiva. You are participating in the nice ksiva. Today,
this camera's all over.
Today, this psak is not accepted anymore, because if you're going to be machmir and not go to the Kosel, then don't even go in from one room to another room, because there's a camera probably. Don't open the windows. Don't even open the windows, so you can't live like this today. Actually, you know what? I didn't see anyone talk about this, but besides ksiv, there's also, I don't know why, no one ever, there's also mechika. Why do I say mechika? Because all of these systems, I'm familiar with one of these systems, it's on a loop. It's on a loop where, like, it records.
You're erasing
the what was 7 days ago.
What are you erasing?
The old record.
The old one. It's
writing over
a picture. You don't need. That's exactly what it says here in the kitzur. Is it seer?
You're not erasing the picture.
You are. You are. You
are
electronic
pixels on and off.
Min ha-toyra, it's mutter. It's 100% mutter. Electronic, I know, it's not real. However, that is true on a toyra level, on a deraisa level. Midirabonon, there are poskim, at least when it was a novelty, they said you should be machmir. It's still called a form of ksiva. Ksiva does not have to be physical writing letters. An image is also called an image to the einayim, to the record. It's recorded on tape, on magnetic tape, or in a hard drive, a solid state hard drive. It's recorded. Yeah.
There's also a big machlokes of poskim with the internet copyrights, because so many books and things are available.
Okay, that's a whole separate issue. That's a different technology issue. But as far as ksiva is concerned, you make a good point. But these are the other issues. But there's also the issue of mechika. When you record something, like I'm familiar with one of these systems. So the system we have, it has only four cameras. So right now there's only one camera being used on this system. And therefore, all the memory, all the disk space is free, so basically it's recording for 30 days. I can go back and look what happened 30 days ago. If I had all four cameras working at the same time, then it would only give me between 5 and 7 days, because only detects when there's motion. So let's say there's only five, let's say I have all four cameras working at the same time, so the system records for 5 days. After 5 days, what happens? It erases. It's on a loop. It erases. So every time it's writing, not only is it writing, is it recording the image that's happening at this very moment. In the process, it is erasing. It's being moichik what happened five days ago to make room to store on the disk what's happening right now. That's real mechika. Because the mechika, I mean, if you learn, what is mechika? Mechika is almanas lichtayf. So that's a real mechika. Okay, this whole thing, technology is not a device anyway. It's only midrabban with the pixels and electronic data. But in the same way we have a real ksiva, you also have a real issue of mechika. And it's interesting, all the literature that I've seen discussing the cameras, no one ever makes mention of mechika. They only make mention of the ksiva. But every ksiva is a mechika, because no one has, no one's storing what happened 10 years ago. Every system today is on a loop. The loop can be a year, it could be a month. What?
Except for the
NSA. Except for the NSA. They're storing it. Even the NSA, I think they have certain, I don't know, whatever. There are eventually, even a violation of your driver's license, after 5 years, they throw in the garbage, at least to some degree. So everything.
The only ones that are really secure is the public libraries.
Why?
They print it, they don't keep it in a database, they print it on paper that disappears.
What are they keeping records of?
They don't keep the records. They delete all the records after a couple of weeks. Whatever place you get.
Record of what? Of taking a book?
Yeah.
Of which book? Who took which book?
The FBI wanted access.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But all the International Library Association got a system where
it deletes.
The records are not only kept that book.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I have it.
How can you have it?
Look, today they're monitoring everything. I read recently that you have Easy Pass. If you have Easy Pass, you think the only time your Easy Pass is being accessed when you go through the toll? They have sensors all over the city. This is public. All over the city, tracking where every car is, using the Easy Pass. Yeah, yeah. But that's you can track going through the tolls. But they're tracking you over here, all over the place. There are sensors tracking your Easy Pass. They're not billing you, but they're tracking where you're going. Yeah.
Israel.
Speed cameras.
No, they have the cards they use on the buses now.
Yeah.
Light rail, they know where you are. But there's a way of getting around it. As a tourist, I buy a card that's not associated with me. That means the card that an actual citizen has.
It's associated with the person.
Has his
own right. Mr. Wexler.
In China, they know every person, every minute of the day,
where they
are. Monitored by a security person. Every minute of the day.
You got a chip in a person?
It's well known that all of the politicians have embedded in their skin, their children have GPS tracking devices. Like Obama, there's no question Obama has on him or in his body even, right? So they say they inject a little teeny.
Show that had crisis of kidnapping.
Yeah.
Politicians' kids had.
All the kids had inside of it.
Took out the GPS. That's the first thing they did. They removed the GPS tracking devices.
They did it in drugstores. Because they had people that were stealing the drugs.
Yeah.
So there were GPS devices.
In the drug itself?
Either in the drug itself, like an extra pill.
Yeah.
Or in the packaging.
In the packaging.
In the packaging, yeah.
Obama's GPS is in his golf clubs.
In his golf clubs. Okay, so this is the issue. This is only also midrash, only also at best midrabanan. The minhag olam today is to be extremely lenient with these things. Why? It's a davar she'enoy mischavin. It's at best a midrabanan. You have absolutely no kavanah whatsoever for this to happen. When you're walking in the street, you're not thinking about being recorded. And since it's not iser deraisa, when it comes to a davar she'enoy mischavin, even though it's a psik reisha, but it's a psik reisha, de lo nichla, you don't care for. There are many things like this in halacha that we are very, very lenient, and that's the way we live today. If you don't live with this leniency, you can't be machmer in this sin. Because if you're machmer in this sin, you can't walk in the street. You literally cannot walk in the street today. What? The senseless that's if it's an incandescent light bulb, it's more of a problem. But almost all the bulbs, incandescent bulbs, are already going out. They don't exist almost anymore. Anyone that's sophisticated enough to have a sensor, a motion detector, is probably using either fluorescent or using an LED already today.
Fluorescent's not a problem?
Fluorescence only midrabbanan. Fluorescence, according to most poskim, turning on a fluorescence only midrabbanan. So it's a psik ratio. It's a an incandescent bulb is a daraisa.
Yeah,
so daraisa. So then it's a pecha makol. And the big problem, the really big problem. I heard he was very good. He spoke about this. Lieberman. He gives it. He's very popular. Rav and gives dafyomi on YU org. What's his? Is that his name? Lieberman.
Rasner.
No, not Rasner. Lieberman. I think his name is Lieberman. So he has a very, very good shiur about going to a hotel. Today, all the hotels are ultra, ultra high-tech. Everything in the hotel room is motion sensors. When you walk in, the lights go on, it detects that you're there, the light goes on, lights go off, the heat, temperature, everything in a hotel room in a modern five-star or even four- or three-star is motion detectors. So he actually is a great share, if you can get a hold of it, he actually goes through the different types, the technology of the different types of motion detectors. And he says it makes a very big nafkamina. If you have type A, then this is good, but this is not good. Type B, type C, there are different types of motion detectors and different... Well, you'll know when you'll come in there, you'll know when you check in for Shabbos, you right away you have to figure out what it is. I don't know, maybe explains what to figure out. And then you can do things in advance to prepare for Shabbos. And to prepare for Shabbos, you can either turn it on, turn it off, and you can override. There are many times you have an option of overriding the settings.
Israeli hotels, the air conditioner is a Shabbos switch.
Shabbos switch.
So
this is where the Shabbos switch lets it stay on. Okay, technology, they have now these new, very interesting Shabbos switches.
Is that a long time ago on the ovens?
Yeah.
The ovens
is more problematic, yeah. Shabbos mode.
Besides Shabbos, is a yachta mode because they have chips that close the gas and the oven is open more than 24 hours.
Yeah.
When you have 3 days, yachta.
Yeah. You want it to stay on 3 days. Yeah, okay. Let's just finish up some halachos and we'll discuss a few things.
Why you turned that on at 60,000?
I know, yeah.
Which you can put on your
app. Yeah, we're not.
Okay, im a mashen shal shulchan oy al hevel shal al hevel shal khalo in the top line on page kuch above we gein be gol dover afal pi shein im skain va filas os reishim ba almo bit sipon al al is dover the simen also even to make a simen to go into to etch your nail into an object that is also nimsa another example nimsa shai ve khodema shnadav al sefer if you find wax a piece of wax that is holding the sefer filu rak al ois achas also le hasil you're not allowed to remove it and wine. So there are different reasons. It's not only because of what's the issue? You might erase it by removing the wax in the process. You may come to erase the letter. That's not a real mechika because that's not a mechika al manas lichtoif. When you erase it, it's just going to get erased. It can be what we learned yesterday. Memoreach. Removing wax is scraping. When you scrape, you're smoothing out the wax, or you're smearing, you're smoothing out the surface. It can be a form of also koisei, because by revealing, by uncovering the wax, you're now revealing the ksav. This used to be a very big shaila, and it's not that you don't have it today anymore, with Sifrei Torah. Yeah. For some reason, old Sifrei Torah, they had, I don't know why, they had wax. Yeah. Wax fell on the letters. How did wax get onto the letters? I don't know how wax got into letters.
They lit by a candle.
They lit by candle? Is that the reason? It could be. Is that right?
Yeah, the candle light.
So there's a discussion. What happens if you come to Shul on Shabbos? It's Shabbos and you see that there's wax. You see there's actually wax on the Sefer Torah and you can't see the letter. What do you do? What do you do? So the halacha is you do nothing. It's kosher. Since the letter is there and you really know what the letter is, you don't do anything. And the Sefer Torah is kosher. You could assume the letter is there and you're not allowed to scrape it off, because scraping it off can be more problematic. Okay, let's go further. Shekashem, we'll do the halacha. Just a little bit of halacha, then we'll go back and we'll discuss things and whatever we have time. Samach Gimel, Kashem, Sha'asa, Lichtav, Kachasa, Limcha. The same thing I'll write, you're not allowed to erase. Kol Mash, Shenich, whatever was written. Oysam, Ugos. What about food? Biscuits. What about cake which has happy birthday, has your name on it? Are you allowed to cut into the icing? Are you allowed, let's say you have a biscuit, you have tea biscuits, and in the tea biscuit there is writing in the tea biscuit, are you allowed to eat this? Now if the letters are above it, on top of it, okay, it's like of its Shabbos, you're allowed to break them and eat them on Shabbos. Okay, we'll discuss there are a lot of details in this halacha which we'll discuss in a few moments. Achim Nasu came to school, the Okay, this halacha, which no one mentions in all the modern sermon, Rabbi Yehuda Sefer, don't talk about this, but it used to be something very bizarre. In ancient times, they would have food, crackers or cake, or and they would write some type of kineya, some type of Kabbalistic nusach on the cake or on the biscuit, and they would give it. What Chinese, when you break those things?
Fortune cookie. Yeah, but that's
fortune cookie, you go.
That's inside.
I used to go and you go on a date and you tell the waiter, bring it all the fortune cookies. until it says, this is not the one. You break the fortune cookies until it says that this is not the one. You can buy in the store. You can go. They sell it in the store. The fortune cookies, with all the nine. You can have your own custom made. Go online. You can have your own custom made fortune cookies made for you. Whatever you want to say, the most ridiculous things you can possibly imagine. But here it says now the ayat of a kemeya, and they would write this nusach, this nusach on a cookie or on a piece of bread, and they would give it to the child to eat. So giving the child to eat, I don't know how, I've never heard such a bizarre thing. And doing this is a skula for the child. Don't try this at home. The child should live and be well. So in fact, this is one of the only cases that it's mamish and it's osir. Because here you mamish having kavana for the letters. When you have a birthday cake and it says happy birthday, even if you can, there are many kulas. And the reason why there are many kulas is because it's not nent, it's food. It's really food, that's really all it is. It happens to be written in the form of happy birthday and with your name on it, but it's part of the cake, it's food. It's the letters are tofel to the fact that it is edible. The ikar is that it's edible. Okay, so we'll discuss soon. There are chumras, don't cut the letter in the middle, cut it on the side, and if you want to slice off some of the letters with some of the cake with the letter itself. If it's script, it's more of a problem, cut in between the letters. Today we live in a very frum world, and all the bakeries, they'll no longer write on the cake anymore, they write on a card. They put on a chocolate card.
A chocolate edible card.
We live in Baruch Hashem. This is a sign of the times. If you want to come and, what's it called? These capsules? They have, what are they called? Time capsules, right? So this is something you should put in a time capsule to reflect the religious life in America 2014. We live in a very religious world that every bakery will no longer ride on the cake. It'll be melted. It's a sign of the times. But when it comes to a kineya, that you write letters on a piece of cake and you give it to the child to eat, you actually, the letters have more meaning than the fact that it's edible. And therefore, it's a real problem. When you eat it, when you swallow it, you are being meichik. Because the only reason why you're giving it to the child is because you want the Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic power of the letters to do their thing. So you want the letters. You actually want the letters to do their thing. You want the, and now I'm eating it, I'm erasing the letters? It's mechika. It's not mechika deraisa, obviously, because you're not putting it. It's not permanent, but it's a serious form of mechika, which the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says is osir and there's no kula for cakes. Birthday cakes, you'll find a million kulas, but not for. Again, it's very funny to us because we've never seen anyone do this, and no one's going to start trying this. Even all the chumras today, no one's going to start doing this. Yeah.
What about Scrabble?
Scrabble. There are different types of Scrabble. So we're jumping ahead. Scrabble. There are two types of Scrabble. There's the cheap edition, the part type that I have, that I like, where you don't wear, the pieces are loose.
Yeah.
They're loose pieces. Mutter l'chatchila. It's mutter. You can write whatever you want, because that's not called writing, because since the pieces are separate individual pieces and they move around, there's no kivis. Part of ksiva, one of the rules,
permanency.
It must be there for good. When it's no permanency. The deluxe edition, I don't even know what the deluxe edition is, I'm just playing from the book, is where
it fits.
It snaps. It snaps into place. That is what?
It's in place.
Yeah, it doesn't snap, but does it stay in place?
Like a crate.
It's like a mishmash.
It has a crate.
Okay, it has some degree of kavias. So some paiskim want to be machmir, because since the essence of ksiva is to form meaningful letters with a kavias, And some, I don't know, there are probably a million editions of the deluxe edition of Scrabble, whatever that means. But there is a degree of kivius. So, if you want to be machmir, there's a place to be machmir. Buy the cheaper edition. You want to play Scrabble on Shabbos?
There's more about magnetic. There's more important. There's a dictionary of Scrabble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The words that are on the check of Scrabble.
The words that are?
There's a
dictionary, yeah. So.
No, what's the use of
it? Okay,
with all these two-letter words.
Are nonsense. Okay, what you say about all the different toys? I actually wrote down all the those magnetic toys. What do they call? I even wrote them down. All of these things are aser. No, clicks is mutter. Clicks is not that. That's meant to be taken apart. That's a binyan shel kelim. That's mutter. Clicks are mutter. But what about? I'm talking about the writing type of toys. The sketch and etch.
Etch
a sketch aser. You're not allowed to learn Shabbos. Ksivim the rabbanon. Ksivim the rabbanon. It's you're right. Minatayra is mutter. Minatayra is mutter. You're right.
That's what it is.
That's what it says. Das is aser. It says. Das aser midrabanan. Those two knobs, right? So that is aser. All of those type of toys.
Those magnetic blocks.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to do it with any form of writing in any way that is meaningful. Is aser. Lechatchila. All of these toys. Listen, if the child takes a toy himself and plays it, and before he's 6 years old, you let him do whatever he wants. Don't butt in. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The magnetic Scrabbles and all the things. All the things where you form meaningful images through some technique, even though it's not temporary, you can shake it and it's magnetic and it can disappear. All of these things are aser midrabanan to be used lechatchila on Shabbos. Okay, now
going back to letters on
kaleidoscope. What's that's
in edgeways.
You're not writing. You're sitting on this.
Okay, Mr. King.
Yeah. What about letters were inundated inside the biscuit, not up?
Inside the biscuit is mutter. Anything that is inside, there's a difference between letters on top of a cake and a biscuit that has the words biscuit or tea biscuit or. Or the name of the hashkocha sponsored by the OU. It's etched into the biscuit itself. That is mutter. There is no problem. You can even let it crack it. You can even let it break it. Anything that's part of the food itself, there is no isser of moichek by breaking the letters. The only time there is an issue is if it's like a cake or it's a biscuit. On top there is someone made a design, someone actually wrote letters. You wrote letters with icing, then lechatchila you should not break the letters. You should eat the whole letter in one shot. If you have a cake, you want to slice it, so you should slice between the words. If you can't slice between the words, you should slice between the letters. If the letters are written in a script, so then you should also cut the script in between the letters.
What about pictures?
Pictures, whatever is also to make, it's also to destroy. So if you have a picture and you cut it a part of the picture which ruins what the picture conveys, that is also. But if the picture has many parts, there's a flower here, and there's a diamond here, and there's a picture of a person here, and you cut around that part, that's mutter. But if whatever is, the rules of mechika are parallel to the rules of ksiv. Whatever you're not allowed to make, if you're forming a meaningful image, to undo would be an isser of mechika. Okay, let's see other examples. Let's say you have shoes, a new pair of shoes, and you live in the country, and it's a little bit muddy outside, and on the bottom of your shoes it has the name, the echo, or whatever name of the shoe, and you walk in the snow. You have a nice pair of boots. Okay, this past year was a rough year. Everyone was buying boots. And some of these boots, the high-end boots they have, when you step in the snow, you can see underneath, you can see the name of the boot being pressed into the logo. Are you allowed to go walk in the street and shop with those boots? You're making pictures in the snow. You're making pictures, so it's awesome in the rabban, even though it's only temporary, the snow's gonna melt. So it's mutul lechatchila because first it's a shinui. That's not called ksiv, it's only with the rabbanan. And davar sheinu mischavin. And even with all that put together, it's also a shinui. That's not the way you write. You don't write with your feet. So that's certainly mutul lechatchila to walk in the street. Okay, what other quick examples? Okay, what happens? They don't do this anymore, but you have a shul that has a paroches. And the paroches opens in the middle. opens in the middle. And it's right in the middle of Kesser, right? Kesser, and it cuts right down the middle. Are you allowed to open the Parochas? So this is Rav Moshe. Well, Seres HaDibros is down the center. So Rav Moshe is a long tshuva. So Rav Moshe says it's a problem. He holds that it's a problem that you should keep the parochet slightly open before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, it should be a little bit open, so it shouldn't be considered the opening. Let's say you have no choice, it's already closed. So he said it's not really also, you can open it up. Even though, because it's two separate pieces of material, even though they form what appears to be a word, it's separate, you can open it on Shabbos. But when you close it, don't close it all the way. Some people buy, now this is Munag Yelach L'mais, some people purchase furniture that has some words or a design which is only complete when the doors close. And when you open the doors, like the Gemara talks about the Avodah Zara, when you open the doors, then either it can be words, there can be something etched into the woodwork, or a meaningful picture which only has meaning when it's closed is now destroyed by opening up the doors. That's a problem. He says that type of furniture should not be purchased. Like, you have to use it on Shabbos. There is an issue. It's not also min haTorah, obviously. It's not. It's an even midrabbanan. I'm sure if you have it, but it's not something lechatchila. It's not something. You're right. You have to remember every single Shabbos. Okay. Let's say you have. Interesting. You have a suitcase. Okay. Anyone's lost suitcases? Combination locks. You have a combination lock on a suitcase. You have to match up. Even the combination locks, some of the combinations, you have to match up the numbers in order to open. Some of the new combination locks have words. Right. It's very interesting. They have a lot of new advances. And go look in the hall over here. Some people have some very, very cute little combination locks. So are you allowed to arrange the numbers? Are you allowed to arrange the numbers that it should be meaningful? Or even to get some of the new combination locks, you can make words. You actually have to write words. It's mutl khatrila. Because since those things are already in place. I'm not taking something like a Scrabble, I'm taking a block and I'm pushing it into a mold, into a setting. That's the problem. But if the numbers are already in the setting, it's only a question of spinning them or moving them around, it's already in place, that is mutter, that is not a problem whatsoever. Also, the one thing you're not allowed to do is, you're not allowed to take, let's say you have a piece of paper, you have a letter, right? Someone writes a letter and he rips it up. So, right, so a private message only for me. Rips it up and throw it in the garbage. Now it's Shabbos and the guy left shul. I want to take it out of the garbage and you start putting things together. That is awesome. Not because of Chayim Ben Gershon. It's Ksiva. By trying to rearrange. It's like a puzzle almost. Assembling a puzzle is a problem. It is a problem. Yeah, it is a problem.
You're
making a tamuna. You're putting things as a problem.
A jigsaw
puzzle is not something which is ideal. There are heterim. There are poskim that are matir, but it borders on ksiva. You're putting together something in a meaningful way. It's being permanently put in place for the very first time. It's like a deluxe Scrabble. They each come into a certain place, so it is problem. It's something which is completely loose, where they don't interlock. Okay, like some of these toy games where these high tech puzzles where you have these things have to match up in a certain shape, that is muta. Rubik's cube is muta lechatchila because Rubik's what? Play-Doh is the biggest shayla of mareach. What Lego? Lego lechatchila is Lego is Lego. No, that's a clicks. That's
clicks is different, but Lego is actually you're putting it together.
No, Lego is mutter. Lego is accepted that it's mutter. There's no question about Lego. What was the other example I gave?
Play-Doh.
A Play-Doh. Play-Doh is also for sure. Play-Doh is nimareach. You're smoothing, and it's also
lush
shaping.
Yeah. Okay, getting a letter on Shabbos. Let's say you get a letter, since the mailman comes, you have to sign. Are you allowed to sign? Of course not. Are you allowed to sign? Let's say a person, this happens, a person has to go to a doctor, they have to go to a hospital. And they're not going to admit you unless you sign. You have to sign for different things, so you have no choice. Yeah, you can be allowed to sign. In those situations when you have no choice but to sign your name, you should sign with a shinui. Use your other hand. They don't know the difference. You make believe you're a lefty or you're a righty. And if you only can do your initials, you should only do your initials. They don't require you anymore.
No.
Okay, it depends where. Sometimes people have to go into the pharmacy on Shabbos. Let's say you need to get medicine on Shabbos. So some of the pharmacies, at least in this neighborhood, they know that you're religious and they don't charge you on Shabbos. They'll come back, but they'll want you to sign. They'll want some type of they'll demand sometimes that you at least.
I think now that's the law.
It's electronic.
What?
You have to sign for a prescription.
You have to sign. So if you have no choice, if you can't get someone to sign for you, so if you have no choice, you have to sign. When it comes to matters of pikuach nefesh, and even pikuach nefesh is a very, very gray area, something which can lead to pikuach nefesh, even if it's not going to lead today, but if a person has some type of virus, and he's not going to take the antibiotics now, the doctor says this can accelerate and it can get a lot worse, so you have to go to the pharmacy, get medicine, you have to sign, but you should sign with a shinui.
You have electronic doors in a pharmacy.
You have to sign
a ledger. The electronic door is another issue. That's also only us in Midrabanan. Going all through the electronic door, it's an issue in Midrabanan. So you should walk behind someone. Bikoach nefesh, so you have no choice. But you always should try to minimize the best that you can. Okay, the other examples are... What about Morse code? Are you allowed to write Morse code? By the way, Morse code has been phased out by the army. It's officially no longer part. Yeah, there was once about 2 years ago. They officially used to even use it until recently.
They're still using it to send to the aliens.
To the aliens. Morse code. What is Morse code? It's just the dot. You can write Morse code. It's also, that's a very good example. They illustrate anything that has meaning. Anything that has meaning is part of Ksiva. Okay. What about making the dalet on your tefillin? On your tefillin, are they mukhs on Shabbos? Not necessarily, but we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. What? You put them on Levisha when it's not in the mokum, that's not about Kovadik. Fine, the street, put on it's Levisha. But are you allowed to fix the kesha? The kesha shall tefillin. So first of all, it's a kesha. It's mamish kashira. But in addition to that, it's also ksiva. Taking, making a dalit. When you make something that has meaning, that's also is a separate prohibition. Okay, taking Morse code is a deraisa. If you wrote it permanently on a piece of paper, it's a deraisa.
If you send it?
You send it electronically?
So
the rabbanon. It's a telephone call. No different than a telephone call. Email is the rabbanon. Texting is only with the rabbanon.
What is the whole shayla?
So you can send
it? Midaraisa, yes. Midaraisa, yes. Absolutely.
Why isn't it
the getting it is writing
the rabbanon.
Why isn't it?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be writing Morse code.
Why isn't it like Morse code? If you write it on a piece of paper, on a physical piece of paper, if you take Morse code, you can transmit Morse code and you can write Morse code.
Why would you ever write Morse code? There's no sense.
What?
You would write the letters from the code. You wouldn't write.
You just write lines, long lines, small lines, dot. So you'll argue that's called ksiva. There's an aleph base, alphabet. No, the halach is any. That's one of the classic examples. Any type of etch that has meaning. That has meaning to someone in this world is a melacha de'oraisa of ksiva. If you take a piece of a pen and a piece of paper and you write two letters of Morse code,
yes. For example, if you take you write for a hand signal.
But that was just
a sign language is mutter lechatchila.
But if you write it,
right?
You make a picture of the sign.
Deraisa. Deraisa. Two letters. You have to have two symbols, or even a picture. One picture may be enough. If it's a letter, you need two letters. If it's a symbol, even one symbol. One object, which is a complete symbol, is sufficient. Letters, which in other words, each one by itself is nothing. A is nothing. You have to combine A with another.
Braille, which is dots, you know.
That's deraisa. Writing two letters of Braille is deraisa.
Writing.
writing two letters of Braille. Anything you transmit electronically is not deraisa. That's not a ksiva deraisa. L'chol adeis. I always told you that just like it used to be. I think it's a very good thing to think about. Just like years ago when cameras came out. Right, in the Kosel. The Imamish, the Gedoliest Shul, said, you're not allowed to go to the Kosel. Because you're going to go to the Kosel, there's going to be Ksiva. Oh, but it's not Ksiva Deraisa. It's not Ksiva Deraisa, but the Ksiva Derabon, and therefore don't go to the Kosel on Shabbos. And people took this people abided by this. And now, 20 years later, no one's abiding by this, because if you're going to abide by this Psak Halacha, then you can't walk out of your house on Shabbos. Oh, but it's Aser, it's Ksiva. So we have no choice but to say it's not a ksiva deraisa. It's only midrabanan. It's a davar she'enay mitzchavin psikresh lo nicholei, and the tzarich mitzvah, the tzarich shabbat is mutter. So my big question is, what's going to happen in 20 years from now when there's going to be no more books? In 20 years from now, it's a davar bar. Everyone's going to have a tablet. It'll even have. Because now they have holograms. We don't even have even something with everything. So the question is, so what's going to do with Sfarim? So everyone is saying, Sidurim and the basics we'll always have. We'll print the Gemaras and the Chumashim and Sidurim. What? We'll have the basics. All of the exotic stuff, Chidush, Rebbe Meir, that you'll have to access on your iPod. That they're not going to print. And if you really want to print it, so then you print your own copy. You'll press a few buttons, you'll make your own copy for Shabbos. Really? Is it really maybe it's going to happen that people are going to start making it? They'll make advances in technology, and they'll be able to just like with the cameras. People are saying now you can't walk out of the house if you're going to be machmir with the cameras. You can't walk out of the house. There might be some grounds in halacha, and this might become a big machlokes and klal yisrael. To what degree are these advances in technology going to be acceptable on Shabbos? With high tech, I mean next generation iPads and holograms and all these type of things. Google Glass. Google Glass. You can. Why not? Why it's Google Glass? I'm waiting for the app.
When you look at something, you're automatically.
So you're not doing it. It's doing it for you. I'm not doing anything. It's happening by itself, right? Let's say I'm sure there'll be an algorithm. No question, the algorithm Google Glass, when while you're laning from the Sefer Torah, it will show you. Will tell you that. It'll show you the dots and the truck. I'm sure the technology is available right now. Someone just hasn't gone through the effort to put it out. But the technology is here. I could be laning. I can right away see the tip exactly. And so is that mutter on Shabbos? Why not? What am I doing?
Is it a kosher laning?
What? Absolutely. Absolutely. If I'm laning and someone is telling me to stop over here and someone very quietly, unterlaining. It used to be standard, right? Unterlaining, there's even a whole sign language. This goes back generations. There's a whole science behind this. So Google Glass is no worse, it's even better. There's less distraction to have Google, you know, Google Glass works, it's amazing. Okay? And now yesterday they released, now the new technology is iWatch.
No, it's not I. Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. It's not just the watch. It's a new tech thing of wearables. Okay, you read the articles. It's not the watch. Is just one example. The goal now is wearables. Anything that you anyway are going to wear. I wear a belt. So in my belt, we'll introduce all the technology. Because anyway, you're wearing a belt. I do glasses, Google Glass, the watch, belt, you wear a shirt. Everything that you have, we can integrate with technology. Okay, let me just tell you some other quick...
You couldn't get dressed on Shabbos.
No, that's the question. What are you really doing? You have to know. That's why halacha. So you have to know the yesodos. What exactly? Everything comes back to the Mishkan. The Mishkan. Where was there ksiv in the Mishkan? Let's just finish up with this now. With the crushing. Okay, there are two. I just want to introduce two divrei agada to conclude ksiva. We'll do a lot more about this tomorrow. But just to conclude these two ideas. Where was ksiva in the Mishkan on the crushing? Because when they said the crushing, they wanted to know which board was next to the other. Why? A board that had the zechus of being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the front shall remain with that zechus. You don't go take that board and insult that board and put the board all the way in the back when you re-erect the Mishkan later on. So what was the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet? People have on their sukkahs, right? Every go to someone's sukkah, they have 1, 2, 3 from year to year to make sure they put the sukkah in the right place. Everything should be in the right where it fits. Why? Kavod. to give kavod to the keresh, not to be mevaz of the keresh by putting it backwards. So what do you learn from this? The whole essence of ksiva was created, by the way, the 39 lachas also parallel the 39 acts of labor Kadosh Baruch Hu did when he created the world. The whole purpose of ksiva in the Mishkan was to make sure that each keresh got its due, its honor, and it was not diminished. Its honor was not diminished when it was relocated, and that parallels the ksiva nice liberation. That means the entire task of learning of writing is to give kavod. In this generation, there's never been a time since Mais Liberatius where the Koyach HaKsiva has been abused to the degree that it is. 99.9% of what people write online is
Lashon Hara,
Rechilus, to stamp someone's schmutz. The Koyach HaKsiva today has never, the whole Koyach HaKsiva comes from the Mishkan. Kavod, to give honor. And today, ksiva is to be mevazeh. That says quite a bit. Okay, another important point is mechika. Now this is an amazing yisoid. Mechika, where is the mechika? It's one of the alamet hasmalachas, erasing. Where was the erasing? Erasing was in the Mishkan when they made a mistake. They made a mistake? They made a mistake? Are you talking today? Well, who will admit today they made a mistake today? Even in the Mishkan they made mistakes. And because they made mistakes, that automatically is included in one of the 39 categories. You could probably invent 100 categories of labor. No, you have to know what's a malacha chashuva, what's a significant malacha. There's something to making a mistake. Just because a person makes a mistake doesn't mean the world is over. That's part of the natural creation, to make mistakes. And the person should be comfortable admitting he made mistakes. Those are two devarim musa we can learn from the malacha. Okay, we'll stop here, take a short break, and then we'll continue our